But what if my relationship doesn't last? I traveled a great deal in my life, and I was single a great deal of my life, so, as a result, I experienced a multitude of relationships. It seemed easy to begin them, but difficult to bring them to an end. And I noticed that in our general culture as well, the going into a relationship seems to be fairly easy, but coming out of one is much more difficult. In the dissolution of relationships, in the settling of property and so forth, there's often anger, violence, or even revenge. It seems like we observe so many relationships not working out and then really getting worse when they try to come to an end. Doesn't that also add to our guardedness or negative expectations regarding relationships?
It seems, from the observations that you've offered here, that there are really no good reasons to enter into relationships. If people stay together, often they are not happy, and when they attempt to end the relationships, things often get really bad. The most important thing that you are emphasizing with your question is that most people enter into most relationships with negative beliefs about relationships. And those beliefs, or thoughts they continue to think, make it unlikely that their relationship will be a happy, successful one. While you have, deep within you, a desire for harmonious relationships, there is an even stronger, deeper tenet or basis of your very beingness, your desire to be free. And at the basis of your desire to be free is your desire to feel good. And at the basis of your desire to feel good is an unhindered relationship between you and you. Whenever, for any reason, you feel less than good, you know something is wrong, and it is your natural instinct to identify the reason for the discord. Often, you relate your not feeling good to another person who is present or involved while you are not feeling good. So then, as you do not feel good, and therefore are not in alignment, you believe that the person needs to do something different from what he or she is willing or may be able to do. And as you see that you are powerless to affect the change you believe is necessary, you do not feel free. So the most important desire at the very basis of who you are feels challenged, and your relationship breaks down. But we want you to understand that it was a relationship that was based on a flawed premise to begin with, because it is never possible for another person to behave sufficiently or consistently enough to keep you in balance. That is your job. If you can accept, when you do not feel good, that it is no one else's responsibility to bring you back to feeling good, you will discover the freedom that is essential to your maintenance of personal joy. And if you do not, you just move from unsatisfying relationship to unsatisfying relationship. Your sense of who you really are pulses so powerfully within you that you always continue to reach for satisfying relationships because you understand at very deep levels the potential for joy contained in relationships with others. And once you decide that your happiness depends on the intentions, beliefs, or behavior of no other, but only upon your own alignment, over which you have complete control, then your relationships will not only no longer be uncomfortable, but they will be deeply satisfying. In the absence of a personal connection with Source, there is a feeling of insecurity that people often try to fill through their relationship with other people, but no other can sustain the connection you need by giving you their attention. Many relationships feel good to you in the beginning stages because you are giving each other your undivided attention. But in time, it is natural that your attention does begin to turn back to other aspects of your life. And if you were counting on the attention of the other, it is likely that, without his or her undivided attention, you will return to feelings of insecurity. A consistently good-feeling relationship occurs when each of the parties involved is maintaining his or her own connection with Source. There is no substitute for that relationship. There just is not another person who can love you enough to compensate for your lack of alignment with Source.
And this is the end of this recording.